question. Now, the Educational Technology Inquiry Lab, this is at the University of Cape Town, is currently training 450 teachers in using technology to find creative solutions to problems faced in the classroom. And this is an extension of the pilot program, which began in 2016. And that's with a partnership between the government and the IT Labs. And Associate Professor Dick Ngambi, founder and director of the IT Labs, joins us. He is at UCT. A very good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, technology is just a platform, as I've pointed out earlier. It's great if you can load all your books on there. But when we're teaching these teachers to use the technology, to integrate the technology, what are we doing from an emotional engagement point of view so that they can bring the best out of each and every kid, Professor?
Well, you're actually right that technology is just what it is. It is technology. One needs to know when and how to apply technology for whatever purpose you want to achieve.
Hmm.
So in this case, if one focuses on the technology on its own, you actually get oneself in a situation where you have got the technology, but it has absolutely no agency on its own to do anything.
Mm.
It's what you do with that. And I think that is why it's important for us to understand that there are ways in which we know how a technology works, but there must be ways in which we must be able to know how to use the technology
yes.
to achieve whatever goals that we need to achieve. And I think that's what becomes important here.
In yes. fact,
so most of what we find ourselves in a situation where most of the technologies, a basic example of a technology is a car. I mean, you need to know how to drive the car, but then that on its own is not good enough. There are other things that go together with that. You must know the rules of the road. That is why before anyone does that, there's, you know, one needs to pass a driver's test and things like that. For teachers, there's so much technology, and most teachers are self-taught on how they can be able to use these technologies.
Yes.
I think that's what becomes the problem. They are self-taught, and one then expects that they can be able to derive the best from that. And that's where things are failing.
Yeah.
Because there's more than that.
For example, you talk about a car and rules of the road, etc. You can either do rote learning on a tablet where you've got pictures and, you have your notes and it replaces the book, or you can gamify the sort of thing where you have a game and you have to drive that car on this road with your finger and you have to adhere to some of the rules of the road. And that's now gamified, which means there's fun added to it, which means there's that emotional connection, and that would stick with a child a lot more effectively than simply, and I call them silly textbooks because I think they are. I think they don't emotionally engage. And that is the one chance and opportunity that technology really has. It's what you onboard, that iPad or whichever else device you're using.
Well, I do agree with you. However, I think when one begins looking at what is it that technologies can afford teachers to achieve in a classroom or in education, we must be able to look at what exactly do we mean by educational interactions.
Mm.
And I think it's about those educational interactions that allows technology to help us achieve
yes.
more with technology. For example, one classroom engagement or interaction is learner-to-learner interactions. You want more learners to engage with each other, to learn from one another, to create understandings or knowledge constructed through those kind of engagements. We can be able to do that without necessarily using technology, but technology
sure.
allows us to achieve more of that and create some kind of a trail of those kind of engagements. And technology allows us to create a trail which helps us to know the kind of knowledge as it has been building over time. The other level of interaction is that you may want to foster more interaction between the learner and the teacher and allow that the trail of those interactions to lead to some way of understanding how
yes.
that growth has been achieved. So you can be able to use technology to foster more teacher-learner interactions
yep.
in ways that you would not easily achieve without technology.
Uh-huh.
The other level of interaction is not so much about really doing away with paper-based materials. But you can be able to use technology to foster more learner content interactions, which can supplement the hard copies, if you like, the paper-based learning, and then allow technology to have learners as they engage with this text.
Yes,
technology can liven these materials, can actually allow them to engage more. Far beyond just be able to Google or just be able to understand the kind of meaning to a word.
And I think we need to, Professor, we've run out of time, but we need to come and visit your lab. I said this last year, but we'll definitely do it this time round. Associate Professor Dick Nkambi is the founder and director of the AT Labs at UCT. They do some great work, and you know, innovation, have technologies, there's a lot of space for innovation and getting kids to learn differently. Maybe you know of a great educational tool that does just that.